Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has ended his first official tour of Lebanon with a visit to a Hezbollah stronghold just kilometres from the Israeli border. He told a rally there, "Zionists will perish." Both the United States and Israel have condemned the visit.
Thousands came to see the man the Israelis consider their most dangerous enemy, in Binti Jbeil, just a few miles from Israel's border. To the cheers of the crowd, he turned to Israel and said, "Let the world know that the Zionists are fated to go. They will have to return to their original homelands." Bringing President Ahmadinejad here was designed to play on Israeli fears and hugely symbolic for his audience and for his hosts, Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shiite militia and political movement which is backed by Iran. Hezbollah fighters in Binti Jbeil were never beaten in the 2006 war, despite repeated Israeli attacks. In the south, or here in Beirut, for his fellow Shiites, President Ahmadinejad was a welcome and reassuring guest. But he's also a reminder that if Israel ever attacks Iran's nuclear sites, his allies in Hezbollah will most likely not stay out of the fight. Lebanon's problems aren't just connected to President Ahmadinejad's face-off with Israel. Sectarian tension is rising between this country's Sunnis and Shiites especially. Memories of civil war are always close.
I see people from all communities, they are just afraid. They want some hope. We have not been able to build up a national conscience. We have not been able to get rid of this horrible sectarian regime, political regime. We have not been able.
Israel says President Ahmadinejad's visit proves Lebanon has become an Iranian protectorate. The Lebanese would not agree. But as he leaves Lebanon, the growing conflict in the Middle East is a little sharper than it was before he arrived.
And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been awarded an honorary doctorate in political science from the state-run Lebanese University.